Thank you, Mr. President. I think the spirit of Black Friday has descended upon us, and we're all looking for a discount and trying to chip away a couple of days from meetings to lower the budget, which is perhaps not a bad attitude overall. That's one of the reasons I actually requested to leave the number of days for the expert meetings of the two protocols open, because we can also see how to deal with those. I see that in 41, paragraph 41, you have indicated a day and a half for both of them. There's always the possibility of having each one for a day only. We have two half days that we can use to increase the number of days for the GGE on loss. That's always a possibility. I would also like to, just for the record, to indicate that the first period of 25 to 29 March 2019 coincides with the GGE on Paris as well. I know this does not affect many delegations, but it will affect some who have experts that work on both subjects, on laws and on Paros, and there are also some overlapping, I think, resources that apply to these two processes. So, and as the chair for the GGE on Paros, of course, for me, the ideal situation would be not to have this overlapping of meetings in the week of 25 to 29 March. Again, we also would like to stick with the recommendation that's coming from the GGE for two five-day meetings, because we think laws is one of the most substantive and interesting and important issues that we have been discussing within the CCW. I think for many countries have argued that time is not ripe yet to shift gears. We don't agree with that, but of course we respect the views of those countries, and we think if time is not yet ripe, we need more discussions, not less. We need more time to have both a mix of intergovernmental and expert-driven debates on all of these complexities that we have seen. We have to move beyond the preliminary guiding principles we managed to agree on in the final session of the last GGE, and we spent only a day on that. It was quite an effort. It went late in the evening, and I think everybody is to be commended for the effort, because it was a very productive one, but not enough, clearly not enough. We stopped short of full-fledged guidelines, and we have much more to do. So I would also like to express that we have tried to be flexible on the mandate, as you have noted yourself. The mandate, just simply rolling over the mandate, is not our position. We think we should have adopted a more an evolving mandate, a mandate that would point in a direction of greater progress, but in light of with a view towards consensus, of course, we are willing to be flexible and to agree on the same mandate we've had since the fifth review conference decided to give us this mandate. And I think it's important, as Austria has indicated, to keep this reference to decision one of the fifth review conference, because this is something that comes from a review conference. It's not simply a decision taken by high contracting parties. So it's of a different value, of a different nature. I think it highlights the degree of importance and the seriousness with which this decision was taken, and the task still ahead of us that we need to fulfill. So I would insist on trying to find a way forward. Of course, in the end, we are flexible on the exact number of days. I think there's always the possibility of splitting them in different ways, not four and one, but perhaps five and three, or four and four, or something like that, if it helps, because the important thing is that we have space between two sessions for analysis, assessment of outcomes, and for preparing ourselves for a more negotiating type of exercise in the second round. It's very hard to do these two things in a single round of meetings. So I think that's a very important element to take into account. Thank you.